This is very important. It's a very significant signal because the market operates on the basis of sentiments. Sentiments are perceptions about the future direction of the economy. So in this regard, following this landmark election, it therefore implies that investors are shunning the stock exchange. In other words, they are voting not to invest but to disinvest because they don't have confidence in the direction of the economy. They may not have confidence in the policies that are reflected in the manifesto of the party that would have won the election. So that is an indictment to the party that would have won following such an event. Then the stock exchange, the counters, especially for the heavyweight blue chip companies, actually reflected downward trend in the share price. So that is an indictment. It basically reflects lack of confidence in the key investors in terms of the policies of those that would have won.
Do you think this is a temporary setback?
In the initial stages, it really depends on the reaction at the policy level, whether the new government can come up with policy enhancing measures. But given what we already know, that Zimbabwe is saddled with a huge debt of 10.7 billion, 70% of which are arrears, and currently Zimbabwe is in debt distress. And we already know that our export earnings are way below 2012 levels. And 2012 levels are nothing to really talk about because there were a massive decline compared to the previous year. So therefore, it implies Zimbabwe is facing serious challenges, especially with respect to fiscal space.